Hello, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹好。
Nice to be back.
很高兴再回到大家中间。
And I think a lot of times when I'm back, I share with you that how, as I travel here, it brings back a lot of good memories.
因为我经常讲，我回到你们大家中间呢，就带回我很多过去的一些美好的回忆。
And today, as I drive back to church, as I come closer to the area, it reminds me of some bad memories.
但是我那个今天开车就近教会的时候呢，却让我想起了一些不好的那个记忆。
Do you know what bad memories it reminds me of?
大家能够猜一下到底哪些不好的回忆呢？
There are 2 weeks in a year that is really impossible to find parking around here.
因为这是那个在一年当中最难那个找到那个在这个地区最难找到那个停车的地方。
And if you think this week is bad, next week will be worse.
因为这一周不好，下一周呢会更糟。
The reason why is today is Palm Sunday.
因为今天呢是那个中之主日。
And then next week is going to be Easter Sunday.
因为下一周呢将是复活节。
And this is a time thatMore people go to church than usual.
因为这个时间段呢，往往是有更多的人呢，比平常更多的去教会。
It is a time where we focus on the resurrection of Christ.
因为这个是时间，我们能够来那个回想记忆那个耶稣基督在十字架上那个受死。
We talk about Palm Sunday.
我们讲那个中之主日。
The celebration of welcoming people enter into Jerusalem.
来那个欢迎大家进入主进入那个耶路撒冷。
And of course, we talk about Easter Sunday.
我们也谈那个复活节的主日。
The day that talk about the resurrection of Christ.
也就是耶稣基督复活的日子。
But in between these 2 days,
在这个两个主日之间呢，
there is the Passion Week.
有一个我们称之为叫受难日。
That is Good Friday.
也就是那个受难日。
But also, I also want to remind you of a good memory that I have here.
但我也跟大家也提到我在这里曾经有过的美好的回忆。
And that would be the communion, that the breaking of bread that we share together.
也就是我们大家每一个主日一起共享的那个饼杯。
It is a very, very meaningful time that we share together.
我们一起共享非常有意义。
But whether we're talking about Easter Sunday,
不管我们是谈那个复活节主日
or we are talking about breaking of bread together,
或者我们一起共享饼杯
the full meaning of what that means only comes about if we are willing to think about who we are.
当那个领受饼杯的这个意义呢，只有在我们能够一起来回想到底我们是谁的时候，才能更多的理解。
Why did the Christ die on the cross?
也就是为什么耶稣基督在十字架上为我们受死。
What make resurrection so important?
为什么他的那个复活是如此之重要。
What make us realize the power of sin?
怎样才能使我们意识到自己的罪的那个权势。
Brother Jeff picked the song, My Savior's Love.As we sang just now,
那个 Jeff 弟兄用了那个我们刚才谈的那个唱的那个救主之爱。
And of course, the chorus of the song talk about how marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be.
里边提到何等奇妙，何等惊异，我将永远唱此诗。
But we can only sing about how marvelous, how wonderful, if we also mean what the verses say in the song.
因为我们要这样唱何等奇妙何等惊异一定要我们非常理解这个经节。
In verse 3, it talks about, He took my sins and my sorrows.
他担当我的一切罪又甘愿亲自来背负。
He made them his very own.
甘愿亲自来背负。
These things go together.
这些事情呢都是一切连接在一起的。
We cannot just celebrate the joy.
我们无法就是往往只庆祝那个快乐欢乐
without acknowledging the darkness
而没有意识到认识到那个黑暗的权势
So today as we prepare ourselves for breaking of bread later
今天当我们做好准备之后要进行领受饼杯之前
I want us to think about what Jesus was like when he was in Gethsemane.
我想呢，大家一起来回想一下，当耶稣基督在克西马尼园的时候的情形。
On that night,
也就是那一个晚上
，when he was praying，
当他在祷告的时候
，what was he going through？
他当时经历了什么
？Let's read together the book of Matthew。
我们一起来那个读一下马太福音
，chapter 26，
二十六章。
We'll go from verse 36。
从三十六节
all the way to verse 46,
一直到那个四十六节。
I will start reading in English, and then Brother Ben would read in Chinese.
我们那个一起从中英文一起可以同时念。
So we'll start with English first.
我们先签英文。
Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." And taking with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch with me." And going a little farther, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, "My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." And he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, "So, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again, for the second time, he went away and prayed, "My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done." And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. So leaving them again, he went away and prayed for the third time, saying the same words again. Then he came to the disciples and said to them, "Sleep and take your rest later on. See, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand."
马太福音26章36节，耶稣同门徒来到一个地方，名叫科西马尼，就对他们说，你们坐在这里，等我到那边去祷告。于是带着彼得和西比泰的两个儿子同去，就忧愁起来，极其难过，便对他们说，我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死，你们在这里等候，和我一同警醒。他就稍往前走，伏在地祷告说，我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我，然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。来到门徒那里，见他们睡着了，就对彼得说，怎么样，你们不能同我警醒片时吗？总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。第二次又去祷告说，我父啊，这杯若不能离开我，必要我喝，就愿你的旨意成全。又来见他们睡着了，因为他们的眼睛困倦。耶稣又离开他们去了。第三次祷告说的话还是与先前一样。于是来到门徒面前，对他们说，现在你们仍然睡觉安息吧，时候到了，人子被卖在罪人手里了，起来我们走吧，看那卖我的人进了。
So there are a few phrases in here that we are very familiar with.
在这几段经文里边有一些那个经文我们是非常熟悉的。
For example, the phrase "your will be done."
比如说那个你的旨意会成全。
A lot of time when we pray that God may your will be done.
我们经常祷告的时候就说，主啊，愿你的旨意成全。
But there's a phrase that is not even familiar to Christians.
还有一些那个经节可能对那个非基督徒也很熟悉。
For example, this is phrasing that it says, "The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak."
比如说，心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
This phrase is very well known.
这个经节呢流传甚广。
Because it talks about like how we may have good intention at times, but we fail to live up to them.
也就是说呢，我们可能有良好的意愿，但是呢，我们却力不从心去实行它。
It's basically we tried, but we just couldn't do it.
就是说我们尝试了，但是我们无法做到。
I remember people using that phrase to talk to me.
我经常看到有人用这个经节作为一个俗语来跟我讲。
For some Christians, they would talk to me about like, I really would like to be at church.
比如说有些基督徒说我非常愿意去教会，非常愿意去教会。
But I just couldn't get up that morning.
但是我就早上起不来。
Or I really would like to pay attention during worship.
但我非常愿在那个祷告的时候集中注意力。
I got up, but I was still very tired.
但是呢，我尽管醒来了，但是我还是非常疲倦。
But sometimes, even for non-Christians, they would use that phrase too.
因为对那些非基督徒来说，他们也经常用这个经文。
For example, some people have used this phrase to talk about like, I know I shouldn't be eating this last cookie in the jar, but somehow I still couldn't stop it.
但有些人说，我知道我不应该去吃这最后一块的那个饼干，但是呢，我无法控制，还是吃了。
My spirit is willing.
就我心有余。
But my flesh is weak.
而力不足。
It is supposed to mean that at least I tried.
但它至少说明一点，至少呢，我尝试做了。
At least I wanted to do well.
也就至少呢，我想做得更好一点。
But when you look at the passage, is that what this phrase meant?
但如果你仔细看这个经文的话，它是这个意思吗？
When you read verse 40 and 41,
看那个40节到42节。
So, and he came up to the disciples and found them sleeping, and he said to Peter, So, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
第四十节讲到说，来到门徒那里，见他们睡着了，就对彼得说，怎么样，你们不能同我警醒片时吗？总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
Who was Jesus speaking to when he said that?
当耶稣基督讲这句话的时候，他是对谁说呢？
He was speaking to Peter.
他是对彼得而言。
There were three disciples there with him.
有三个门徒在那里和他同
在。They were all sleeping.
他们都在睡着了。
Why spoke to Peter specifically?
但他为什么特别对那个彼得讲呢？
When you look at this passage,
但你看这段经文的时候呢，
you see that Peter actually is the main character.
在这个经文当中，彼得是主角。
Peter was mentioned before this passage.
在这个段经文讲之前呢，就已经谈到了彼得。
In verse 35, Peter said, Even if I must die with you, I will not deny you.
在之前的35节，彼得就曾经说过，我就是必须和你同死，也不能不认你。
But again, after the prayer in Gethsemane,
在哥西马尼园的祷告之后，
soon we also see Peter again.
我们很快又见到了彼得出现。
And what did Peter do at that time?
他彼得做了些什么呢？
He denied Jesus 3 times.
他否认了耶稣基督三次。
In verse 70, he first said, I do not know what you mean when he was asked about Jesus.
一开始当人家问他耶稣基督的时候，他就说，我不知道你在说什么。
But when it gets to later, verse 72 and verse 74.
在那个最后呢，他又谈到
72到74节
的时候。
He said, I do not know this man.
他最后说了，我不认识这个人。
It's an outright denial.
所以他完全的拒绝了耶稣。
Jesus was trying to help Peter to understand that talk is cheap.
他这里耶稣基督想帮助彼得了解那光说说是没有用的。
Jesus want Peter to know that all these things that you say that you will die for me.
他说意思就是说彼得你说的所有一切要为我而死为我献身。
It's not something that we could just say.
也并不是那些我们可以仅仅说说而已。
Jesus wants to show Peter that you need to come and pray with me.
耶稣基督想这里跟彼得说，你必须就近我和我一起祷告。
You need to have a spiritual vigilance so that you are not being led into sin.
所以你应该有一个属灵的警醒，以不至于被那个罪而诱惑。
It is easy for us to declare that we will die with you.
我们很容易我们会声称说我们会为你而献身。
But when we declare that, do we aware of the power of temptation that lives around us?
当我们宣告这时，我们是不是意识到在我们周遭的那些诱惑？
Oh, when we said that, do we just mean that we are focusing on, I think I can do it?
或者我们假设我们只是说我们认为我们自己可以做。
We are talking about how good I can be.
就是说我们自己可以多好。
Or, sometimes, are we realizing that we are unable to do it?
和我们是不是意识到我们有没有这个能力这么做
？And when we get to that place, when we see that we fail,
当我们看到我们失败的时候呢
？Do we understand what is missing?
我们理解到到底缺失了什么
？Or do we just want to find excuses?
或者我们只是想那个找一个借口
？Like the idea that the spirit is willing, but the flesh.Is weak.
也就是说那个心灵固然愿意肉体却软弱了。
I think many of you are aware of the school shooting that happened a few weeks ago in Florida.
我们大家知道几周前在佛罗里达发生的学校的枪击案。
And yesterday, there are marches all over this country.
昨天呢在全国到处各地都有那个游行。
And we are all aware of these issues of a mass shooting that happened.
我们都知道这些大规模的枪击案。
I don't know if you remember, a few months ago, there was an even larger scale mass shooting in Las Vegas.
大家可能更了解，在这之前呢，在拉斯维加斯更有一个更大规模的那个枪击案。
Where the gunman Stephen Paddock shot from windows of a hotel and then killed 58 people.
那个杀手呢，他从那个那个旅馆的高层窗口开始枪击，杀了那个58个人。
And he also wounded hundreds.
And 击伤了几乎上百人。
A few weeks ago, I saw a newspaper article.
几周前呢，我看到一个新闻报道。
That talks about that they have done an autopsy on this guy's brain.
那些呢人呢对那个枪死的枪手呢做了一个脑部的一个检查。
And what the headline of that article says is, Las Vegas gunsman's brain exam only deepens mystery of his action.
这个新闻报道的那个题目就是拉斯维加斯枪手的那个脑部的检查更加深了他的行为的迷惑。
Basically, in that article, it talks about the autopsy result found that he had no brain tumor or any neurological disorder in his brain.
就是那个检查的结果说明他没有任何那个脑部的肿瘤或者神经方面的那个失调。
And the mystery that the article talks about is like, why would he do that?
也就是说这个文章想讲的那个谜底就是还是不了解为什么他会杀人。
How could someone do that if they don't have problems neurologically?
如果这个人没有神经上的任何错乱的话为什么他会杀人呢？
When something evil happens, there gotta be a reason to cause someone to do that.
但有这么邪恶的事情发生，一定有它存在发生的理由。
I don't know exactly why this guy did it.
我也不知道为什么这人这么做。
But are we willing to acknowledge the ideas that we are sinners?
我们是不是能够承认我们是罪人？
Are we willing to acknowledge that there is sin that is inside us?
我们要那个承认在我们心里面有一个罪过，罪在里面。
Are we willing to say that we are responsible for our own choices?
我们呢为自己的行为、自己的选择负责。
Or get used to the idea that if I did something really bad, it gotta be some other reason that forced me to do it.
或者说我们经常说如果我做了些什么坏的事情一定有其他的更重要的理由使我这么做。
It's always because my parents got me really upset for no reason at all.
就是说我的父母让我感到那个生气。
My wife has not been caring for me.
我的妻子呢对我关心不够。
And my kids are just annoying that day.
我的孩子呢就是那个非常烦人。
So that because of that, I...can do what I did.
因为这些原因，所以我做了我做的。
Giving ourselves the excuse.
也就是给我们自己找一些那个借口理由。
When you found these excuses in you.
当你看到这些借口，找到这些借口的时候。
Then the death of Christ, its meaning has depreciated.
那耶稣基督在十字架上为我们受死的这个意义呢，就被那个减弱了，削弱了。
We have to know that we are sinners.
我们要了解我们是罪人。
And because of that, we need Christ.
因为这个我们需要耶稣基督。
If Jesus needed to pray to face this moment when he was in Gethsemane,
当耶稣基督在哥西马尼园面临这个时候在祷告的时候
How much more do we need prayer to guide us?
我们需要我们是多么需要这个祷告来指引我们
Really, instead of finding excuses for our action,
不是去找那些为我们行为的一些借口原因
We need to learn to accept it from our knees.
我们需要呢要那个接受我们能够跪下
It is from our knees that God lifts us up.
因为我们只是那个跪下祷告，神才把我们那个托起。
It is from our knees that God gives us the power to resist the devil.
我们跪下祷告，神才给我们那个抵抗这个邪恶的能力。
It is from our knees that we can face who our true self is.
我们能够跪下祷告，我们才能够知道我们自己真实的自我是什么。
And it is from our knees that we can see that there is a God that can help us.Through this whole process.
因为我们只有跪下祷告我们才能知道有这样一个神他能够帮助我们从无助的那个境况中解救出来。
Jesus wants Peter to be there with him to see the power of sin.
耶稣基督想让彼得和他在一起在那里能够看到那个罪恶的权势。
To see that even Jesus had to struggle through this.
让他能够知道了解甚至耶稣基督都必须在这里征战。
But Peter failed to see it.
但是彼得没有看到。
Peter failed to see his own limits.
因为彼得没有看到他自己的局限。
Do we need to pray?
我们需要祷告吗?
Do we need to understand what Jesus was doing here?
我们要了解耶稣基督在这里的所作。
But in addition to seeing our sins, Jesus also wants to show us His love for us.
除了耶稣基督想让我们知道我们自己的罪之外，耶稣基督在这里也想展示他的爱。
In his first prayer, Jesus said that, "My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me."
在他第一次祷告的时候，他说：“我的父啊，倘若可行，叫你求你叫这杯离开我。”
But in his next prayer, he said, "My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, Your will be done."
第二次他又去祷告说：“我的父啊。”这杯若不能离开我，必要我喝，就愿你的旨意成全。
And if you look at the original Greek, one idea is very clear.
如果去看那个原始的原那个希腊语的话，很明显就是
By the time Jesus prayed in verse 42,
在那个42节他祷告的时候
He knew that it was inevitable.That he had to die on the cross.
他知道这个他在十字架上受死是不可避免、不可逆转的。
He reaffirmed that he is willing to carry out the Father's will.
他这里呢来说明他愿意来成全父的旨意。
Jesus knew that he had to die.
因为耶稣基督这里知道他必须死。
I don't know. Sometimes I hear people say that Jesus wanted to die for you.
有时候我听他说呢，耶稣基督，有些人的说法是耶稣基督他想为你受死。
Jesus wanted to die for your sins.
他愿意为你的罪而死。
If you look at this passage,
如果你看这些经文的话
，I hope that you realize that Jesus did not want to die for you.
我这里希望你能理解，意识到耶稣基督并不想为你而死。
Jesus endured death for you.
因为他是为你而承受了死亡。
Because he loved you.
因为他爱你
It is not because he wanted to do it.
并不是因为他想这么做
It is because he had to do it.
因为他不得不这么做
And he did it because he loved you.
他这么做是为了他爱你
Back to the school shooting in Florida.
再回到我们刚才讲到的在佛罗里达的学校的枪击
I think that many people talk about the heroic actions of some of the teachers.
大家都在谈论那个当时发生的时候呢，学校的一些老师的那个英雄壮举。
Talk about the geography teacher who allowed one student in, and while he was allowing that student in, he was shot himself between the door and the hallway.
谈到那个地理学的老师，他为了让学生进入他的那个教室，他在教室隐藏，他在那个教室的门和那个走廊之间呢被击中了。
Talk about the one of the assistant football coaches that he actually threw himself basically in front of the student to take a bullet.
还有一个足球的助理教练，他呢把自己的身体呢挡在那个学生面前挡子弹。
For those of you that are high school students, how many of you think that your teacher would do that for you?
大家如果在座的有高中的学生的话，大家想想，有多少老师会愿意为你这么做，为你而亡？
For many of you who are parents,
对你们那些如果是教那个父母的话，
how many of you wish that those teacher will if something like that happened to your kids?
你多少人会指望，如果同样的事情发生在你们孩子身上，那些学校的老师会做同样的事呢？
But soon after that happened, there was a teacher from a high school in Virginia who wrote a letter.
这事件发生以后呢，有一位那个弗吉尼亚的 Richmond 的那个吕士满的一个老师写了封信。
To talk about what she learned from this.
他在谈论他从中学到了什么。
In the letter she wrote,
在这个信里边呢，他提到
I love my job, I love my students.
我喜爱我的工作，我爱我的学生。
But I'm also a mother with two amazing daughters.
我同时呢，也是两个非常可爱的女儿的母亲。
I'm a wife of a wonderful man.
也是一个非常那个好的丈夫的妻子。
I have a dog that I adore.
我有一个非常喜欢的狗。
I don't want to die from defending other people's children.
我不想为了保护其他的孩子而亡。
I want to teach kindness and responsibility.
我想那个教育我们的孩子能够友善负责任
and art history
因为我是那个教那个历史艺术史的也喜欢艺术史
That's what I'm supposed to do each day
这是我每天所应该做的
Blocking bullets
去挡子弹吗
I'm not supposed to do that
我不应该我不是应该这么做的
I imagine that if someone was trying to kill my students that I would try to save them with all my being
我来想象，如果有些人想试图杀我的学生的话，那我会那个竭尽全力，我的身体去那个救他们。
I probably would jump on top of a child to save her life.
可能会挡在一个学生的面前去救他的命。
And yes, I might be one of those heroic teachers that the media writes tributes to after their death.
我可能也是那些那个媒体在大肆宣扬的那些就是用他的死亡来那个。保护学生的一些英雄的老师
But I'm furious that I have to make that sacrifice
但是我感到非常愤怒如果我必须做这样的那个牺牲的话
I'm incensed that my own children would lose their mother because I chose to be a teacher
因为我感到非常愤怒我的孩子不得不失去他的母亲因为我选择做了一个老师
I'm also terrified that the responsibility that sits on my shoulder as a teacher is far greater than I can rationally accept
我特别感到害怕就是作为一个老师我肩上所负的责任已经远远超过我所能肩负的。
On back to school night,
回到那个学校的那天晚上
I look out at the gazes of the parents in front of me as we silently make a pact.
我看到那些在我面前的那些孩子的父母跟我交流的眼光
I am giving youThe most precious part of me with the knowledge that you will shield my child's body with your own when the need arises.
他们似乎在说我把我一生当中最珍贵的部分来交给了你我知道因为你会来保护我孩子的身体如果有这个需要的话。
They say this with their eyes.
他们用他们的眼光在这么说。
I agree to this responsibility and make a silent, unbreakable oath before them.
我同意接受这个责任而且在内心做了一个无言的那个誓言
Does she want to do it?
她愿意这么做吗
Would she do it?
她会这么做吗
Do you find how difficult it is for this teacher to do it?
你是否发现非常困难让这个老师教师能这么做
Do Jesus want to die for you?
是不是耶稣基督愿意为你而亡呢
Did Jesus die for you?
是不是耶稣基督为你而死呢
Are we able to understand the depth of Jesus' love for us?
我们能够知道耶稣基督死亡所带来的为我们而死带来的力量吗？
Jesus is willing to take the bullets for all of us.
耶稣基督愿意为我们来阻挡所有的子弹。
For every one of us here.
为我们所有的每一个人。
He bears all our sins when he died on the cross.
他在十字架上死亡的时候呢，承受了我们所有的罪孽。
When he submitted to the will of God, he knew that that's the pain that he had to take on.
当他顺服于神的主父神的旨意的时候，他知道这就是唯一的道路他能够做的。
It is not a general death for everybody.
也不是对所有人的一般的死亡而言。
It's a specific death that Jesus wanted you to know that he died for you.
这是一个特殊的死亡，耶稣基督想我们认识到他为你我而亡。
He knows you.
他知道你，了解你。
He knows what you are like.
他知道你们，我们是怎么样的。
And each of us is precious to him.
我们每一个人都对他是珍贵的。
And he chose to die for us.
他选择为我们而死。
Is it easy for him?
这是一个简单的吗？容易的吗？
When we look at that passage, we know that it is not.
我们如果再仔细读这些经文的话，这个选择并不是那么容易的。
One of the basic tenets of our Christian faith is that Jesus is 100% man and 100% God.
我们经常作为基督徒有这样一个倾向，认为耶稣基督是100%的有神性，100%的人性。
And when we look at how Jesus was described when he was in Gethsemane.
当我们来看耶稣基督在科西马尼园如何描述他的时候呢？
We see his humanity as he struggles through all this.
我们看到了他的人性，当他那个挣扎整个这个困苦的时候。
In verse 37, it talks about he began to be sorrowful and troubled.
在26章37节开始谈到他忧愁起来，极其难过。
He himself talked about, my soul is very sorrowful, even to death, remain here and watch with me.
他谈到我的心灵甚是忧伤，几乎要死。
Jesus talked about the sorrow that he felt.
耶稣基督谈论他所经历的那个忧伤忧愁。
And Luke, being the physician himself, described the situation even in more details in the Gospel of Luke.
在那个路加作为一个医生，他在那个路加福音里边把这个情形描述得更详细。
In Luke 22:44, he said, "And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground."
在马太福音22章40节里面，他提到耶稣极其伤痛，祷告更加恳切，汗珠如大血点滴在地上。
His sweat became like great drops of blood.
就他的那个汗呢，像那个血珠一样滴下来。
Some people think that it talk about the shape of his sweat like blood dripping down.
有些人提到呢，他可能是他的那个汗珠呢，那个形状像血一样滴下来。
But some people believe that Jesus.Actually was sweating something that looked like blood.
但有些人呢也相信说耶稣基督可能就是那些汗的像血滴一样，像血一样的汗。
And if that is the case, there is actually a medical condition that talks about this.
而且事实上呢有一个医疗上的这个说法来描述这个现象。
The term for it is called hematidrosis.
这个医疗的那个专用词汇呢称为叫做血汗症。
The reasonWhat that happened is because your sweat glands are actually filled, surrounded by tiny blood vessels.
因为这个为什么会发生呢？因为我们的那个汗滴的那个周围呢，有那个血细胞，有血细胞所包围的。
And when you are under tremendous anguish and stress,
当你在一个非常那个痛苦焦虑的时候呢
，those blood vessels would rupture.
而这些血的那个血细胞呢，那个会那个破裂。
And your sweat would become like blood.
所以你的那个滴下来的汗滴呢，就会像血一样。
Why was Jesus suffering so much, has such anguish inside him?
为什么耶稣基督经历了那么强有力的那个痛苦焦虑呢？
It is because of the sins of mankind.
主要是因为那个我们人类所有人的罪孽。
And a lot of times we say that a lot.
很多时候呢，我们经常这么讲
：Jesus died for our sins.
耶稣基督为我们的罪而死。
But it is not a general sin of mankind.
这并不是一个我们一个通常的一个罪。
It is actually my sin.
而且具体指我的罪。
It is actually your sin.
你的罪。
Your own sin.
我们自己的罪。
It is about things that we did that we have committed sin that against God.
就是我们所做的一切来那个反对弃绝神。
It is about the hateful things that we try to do to hurt people.
就是我们想做那些仇恨的事情来伤害其他人。
It is about the hateful thoughts that we have in our minds.
就是我们心我们头脑当中一些那个非常那个伤有伤害的那个念头。
It is not something that is distant.
这并不是那些东西离我们很远的。
It is something that is inside each of us.
在我们心每个人心中当中都有的。
We all have a hand in bringing Jesus to the cross.
我们都在把耶稣基督带上十字架，我们都有份。
Because if there's no one else in this world and just you,
如果在这个世界上没有其他人，只有你，
Jesus would still have died for you.
耶稣基督还是会为你而死。
One of the most painful experiences that I have ever experienced.
我曾经经历过的最那个痛苦的经历
was when my mom had a stroke.
就是我的母亲当时那个瘫痪的时候
was many years ago, and I was still attending this church.
好多年前，当时呢，我还在这个教会聚会。
And some of the brothers and sisters here actually went through that tough time with us.
在座的有些弟兄姊妹和我一起呢经历过那个比较困难的时刻。
I received a phone call in the morning.
我早上呢接到一个电话。
From my sister that my mom had a stroke.
就说我的那个姐姐跟我说呢我妈妈呢那个瘫痪了。
And they were on the way to the hospital.
他们呢那个正在去医院的路上。
And I need to go back to Hong Kong right away.
我呢需要马上回香港。
So I found a flight that night, and I flew back.
我呢，到那天晚上就找到一个航班飞回香港。
So I got back probably around 30 hours after my mom had the stroke.
大概是那个在我母亲瘫痪30小时以后呢，我回来了。
And when I got to the hospital, the doctor told us that my mom is probably not going to live.
那个我到医院的时候呢，医生跟我说呢，可能你的那个。你的那个母亲无法那个活下去了。
So for the next few days, my sisters, I have two sisters, and I, we just sat in the hospital, just trying to support one another.
我的姐姐妹妹和我在一起呢，我们在医院准备互相那个支持。
And one of the things that we did was we talk about life, we talk about childhood, we talk about things that we have gone through together.
我们呢就是一直在谈论我们小时候的事情，我们在一起的那些时光。
Basically talk about the different memories of my mom's.
也就是谈我们对母亲的那些怀念记忆。
For some reason unknown to me, my sister decided to bring up one thing that I did.
不知道什么原因，我的那个姐姐妹妹呢，有一件事情我不太了解的，想跟我提起这件事。
She decided to bring up that during the time of my high school graduation.
当时我在高中毕业的时候
，There was a day that I was really bad.
有一段时间呢，我表现非常坏。
I threw a major temper tantrum to my mom.
当时呢，跟我母亲呢发了很大的脾气。
And I remember that I was like basically acting like a 6 years old.
就像呢，我当时的行为就像一个六岁的孩子一样。
And we had a big fight.
我们呢有一个很大的争吵。
Honestly, for me, I forgot that particular incident by then.
我已经当初完全忘记了这个具体的事情。
And when my sister reminded me, I remembered it.
然后当我那个姐姐妹妹提醒我的时候呢，我记起来了。
But what she told me was that she and mom actually talked about it a few times.
但是呢，她跟我说呢，她和那个我母亲呢谈论过几次。
And she actually told me about how hurt my mom was.
她也谈到当初最对我母亲的伤害。
At that point, I realized that there's not much I could do.
当时我意识到这就是作为一个小孩，我当时做的。
I could apologize to my mom.
我可以对我的母亲那个道歉。
I had no idea whether she would hear me.
但我不知道她会不会还听见我的道歉。
I felt hurt because I hurt her.
我感到受伤，因为我受让她受伤。
I felt a sense of regret.
我感到了那个悔恨。
I was ashamed of my action.
对我的当初的行为呢悔恨。
I felt helpless, for there's nothing I could do.
我有一种
what I had done.
我有一种无助的感觉，因为我为我的所作所为，我无法做出任何补偿。
We have hurt Jesus in the same way.
我们呢也同样的伤害了耶稣基督，在同样的方式上。
The reality is there's nothing that we could do about our sins.
但是现实情况是我们无法来做任何事来减免我们的罪。
Somehow, the Bible recorded Jesus' prayer in Gethsemane.
不管怎么样，那个圣经的记录下了耶稣基督在科西玛尼园的祷告。
Why?
为什么呢？
Why would Jesus want us to know about that?
为什么耶稣基督想让我们知道他在科西玛尼园的祷告呢？
Why would Jesus want his disciples to be there?
为什么耶稣基督想让他的那个门徒和他在一起呢？
Remember earlier in Jesus' life when he was tempted by the devil?
还记得在这之前耶稣基督被那个魔鬼试探。
He was there on his own.
他是一个人在那边。
Why did they want the three disciples to be there?
但现在他为什么希望那三个门徒和他在一起呢？
This story was recorded in all four Gospels.
这个故事呢在所有四福音书里面都被记录下来。
Jesus want us to be there to understand what he was going through.
耶稣基督想让我们知道他在那里所经历挣扎过的。
Do we want to be there?
我们是不是愿意到那个状况呢？
Do we want to understand what Jesus has gone through for us?
我们是不是愿意理解知道耶稣基督为我们所经历的一切？
A few days after the Florida school shooting,
在那个佛罗里达枪击案几天之后，
The parents and the kids were allowed to go back to the school.
那些父母和他们的学生和他们的父母呢被允许回到学校。
And they went back to the school because they need to pick up their whatever they left from the school that day.
他们要回到学校来那个找到他们那天忘在学校的一些东西。
And one of the kids, when he went back to the school, the first place that he wanted to take his father to was the closet that he hid in that day.
其中一个学生他第一件事情要做的就把他的父亲带到他那时躲藏的那个柜子里面。
He wanted the father to see what it was like for him that day.
他想让他的父亲知道当时他的境况是怎么样的。
And the father went with him.
那个父亲呢和他一起去了。
Hid in the closet, see how it was like.
把自己呢也藏在那个柜子里面感受一下当时的情况。
The father said, it was tough.It was really tough.
他的那父亲说呢，这个非常不好过，非常难过。
The kid wanted his father to be there to see what he was going through.
这个学生想让他的父亲知道他当时是经历些什么。
The father, because of his love for the kid, he wanted to be there to see what he was going through.
因为这个父亲因为出于对孩子的爱，他愿意去亲身经历一下当时他孩子所经历过的。
Jesus wants us to understand what he was going through.
耶稣基督也想让我们的理解他所经历过的。
Are we willing to go there?
我们愿意到那边去吗？
To see what Jesus was going through.
去看耶稣基督所经历过的。
The passage talk about the cup.
这个经节也谈到了饼杯。
In verse 39 it says, My father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me.
在39节讲到我的父如果允许让这个杯求你这杯离开我。
Here, what is this cup?
这个杯是什么呢？
Actually, the cup to the people at that time had a few meaning.
当时呢这个杯呢在当时的人来说有不同的意义。
A lot of times, if you look at the Old Testament, the cup is meant to be a cup of judgment, a cup of God's wrath.
在如果你熟悉旧约的话，在好几个地方旧约都提到那个杯呢是神的那个审判，神的那个愤怒。
Isaiah 51:17 it says, wake yourself, stand up, O Jerusalem, you who have drunk from the hand of the Lord the cup of his wrath.
以赛亚书51章17节讲到，耶路撒冷啊，兴起兴起，站起来，你从耶和华手中喝了他愤怒之杯，喝了那使人东倒西歪的爵，以致喝尽。
And Jeremiah 25:15 it says, take from my hand this cup of the wine of wrath, and make all the nations to whom I sent you drink it.
耶利米书二十五章十五节谈到，你从我手中接这杯愤怒的酒，使我所差遣你去的各国的民喝。
And Jesus himself referred to this cup just earlier in Matthew 26:27.
耶稣基督在同样的经节里面呢，马太福音二十六章二十七节里边也谈到了这个杯。
Which is where we get our tradition, the practice of communion from.
这就是我们平时那个领受饼杯的这个仪式的来源。
And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins.
他这里拿起杯祝谢的递给他们说，你们都喝这个，因为这是我立约的血，为多人流出来，使罪得赦。
The cup of wrath.
那个愤怒的杯。
Because of what Jesus did on the cross has changed to a cup of salvation.
因为耶稣基督在十字架上为我们所做的已经变成了那个救赎的杯，救恩的杯。
It changed everything.
它改变了所有一切。
Because of what Jesus did.
因为耶稣基督为我们所做的。
And because I know that my mom is with him right now.
因为我知道我的那个母亲呢，现在已经和耶稣基督在一起，和主耶稣在一起了。
Maybe when I see her again, I'll be able to say sorry.
如果我能再和她见面的时候，我会对她道歉。
But maybe there's no need for sorry by then.
或者到那个时候已经没有这个道歉的必要了。
Because of what Christ did on the cross, everything is changed.
因为耶稣基督在十字架上所做的一切，所有一切都改变了。
So today, as we come before the Lord's table,
当我们来到饼杯面前的时候，
are we willing to reflect?On what part we have done to put Christ on the cross.
我们能够在里警醒回想我们的所作所为，把耶稣基督送上了十字架。
It is only when we are willing to look at what we did.
只有我们愿意能够在回想思想我们的所作所为，
that we are able to understand fully the meaning of the cup and the bread.
我们才能够更深的了解饼杯的这个意义。
Otherwise, we would just be celebrating something that is very shallow.
或者呢，我们只是那个庆祝一些非常肤浅的东西。
Something that really does not mean much to us.
庆祝祝贺一些对我们没有太大意义的事情。
Is that the case?
是不是这样呢？
How many of you know of Billy Graham?
大家知道那个 Billy Graham 格里恒，有多少人知道？
Who passed away about a month ago?
大概一个月前他去世了。
He was one of the most well-known evangelists of our time.
他是一个我们这个时代最有名的那个福音派牧师。
During his funeral,
在他的那个葬礼上，
his daughter Ruth shared the story.
他的女儿 Ruth 呢，那个分享了这个故事。
She has 3 minutes, and she picked this particular incident in her life as the most significant one.
他呢只有三分钟的时间，他选择这个时间来分享他生活当中最重要的部分。
Ruth got divorced after 18 years of marriage.
Ruth 呢，那个结婚十八年以后呢，离婚了。
And a few months after the divorce, she met someone that she liked.
在她离婚后几个月里面，她又碰到了一个她喜欢的人。
She knew that she was on the rebound.
他知道他还在那个离婚的处于那个离婚的那个境况之中。
And despite all her friends and her family's objection, she chose to marry this guy anyway.
但是无视他所有的朋友家人的那个劝告，他还是选择马上结婚再婚。
She knew within 24 hours that she had made a mistake.
但二十小时之内，他马上就意识到他做了一个非常重大的错误。
So she knew that her life would be destroyed if she continued.
如果他继续这个婚姻的话，他的生活就会被打乱。
So she loaded up everything that she had and decided to go home to her parents.
所以她把所有的自己东西装那个准备好，那个装整理好，准备到她父母那边去寻求。
But on her way there, she said, "What is my parents going to say to me?"
但在去她父母家的路上，她在想，那么我的那个父母会对我说什么呢
？They told me I shouldn't be doing this.
他们已经跟我说我不应该马上结婚。
But she remembered vividly that the parents lived in a little hill at that time.
她知道当时她父母呢住在一个小山上面。
And she drove up and she saw on the top of the hill, at the end of the driveway.
他呢向那个小山上那个开车那快到那个那个停车的地方的时候
Billy Graham was waiting for her.
那个 Billy Graham 已经在那边在等待他。
All he did that day was to wrap his arms around her and said, "Welcome home."
他只做就是把睁开他的双臂拥抱他说欢迎回家。
This is our Heavenly Father.
这也就是我们的天父。
Are you familiar with that story?
大家了解这个故事吗
？Remember the prodigal son story in the Bible?
在那个圣经里边的故事。
Do you know that that is your story too?
也就是那个浪子的那个故事，这就是我们的故事。
As we take the bread and the cup together today,
当我们今天在领受饼杯的时候
，Let's remember the reason why God has to die on the cross.
那我们来纪念耶稣基督为我们在十字架上受死的理由。
It's because of us.
就是因为我们。
It is only when we understand that we see how valuable this blood is.
只有我们了解这些，我们才能够理解他所付出的鲜血的价值。
It is only with that we can fully.Embrace the celebration that come with communion.
只有这样，我们才能够更好的理解我们庆祝这个领受这个饼杯。
It is only with that we can truly celebrate Easter.
只有这样，我们才能够真正的那个庆祝复活节。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our dear gracious Lord,
我们珍贵的真爱的主
，We give thanks for the bread and the cup.
我们把我们领受的饼杯来祝谢给你。
We give thanks for what you have done on the cross.
我们为你在十字架上所做的一切而感谢。
But may your Holy Spirit work in our hearts.
让你愿你的那个圣灵在我们心中做工。
So that we can see the depth of your love for us.
我们能看到你为我们而死而显出的爱。
As we celebrate your resurrection.
让我们来庆祝你的复活。
As we take the bread and drink the cup.
我们来领受饼杯的时候
May we remember you.
让我们来纪念你
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们耶稣基督的名祷告
Amen.
Amen.